They thought, you got to be kidding us. Nobody can come in and just destroy this city. So they wouldn't listen. So when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, told him to get out of the city. Now then, as he's warning us, God always warns his children. This is a good part about God. His children, those that are walking in obedience to his word, he always gives us warning and tells us what to do. Gives us a chance to get out and to be in safety. It said, but his sons-in-law seemed to think he was joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here with you, lest they be consumed in the punishment of this city. So he says, and while he lingered, in other words, Lot wasn't in a hurry either. He just messing around there. While he lingered, the men or the angels took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. He's trying to be warned, get out of this place. So it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, escape, tells them for sure, escape for your life. Don't stay here. Escape for your life. Do not look behind you or anywhere. Do not look behind at all. Do not stay anywhere in the plain. They're telling them, in other words, we're not only going to destroy this city, we're going to destroy the livestock, the plains, the rocks, everything that is around this place, anywhere around Sodom and Gomorrah, is going to be totally destroyed. So get out of this place. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. He is being warned. Then Lot said to them, please know, my lords. In other words, he says, indeed, now, your servant, he don't want to go out. He's lived in a city, and he don't want to be like Abraham. He don't want to have to go out and rough it in the country. He wants to have the favor of a city. He says, your servant, if your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life, but I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. In other words, Lot had not lived in the plains like Abraham had. He had wanted the good life or the soft life. He wanted to go to the cities. He wanted to be where there was food and water and there was somebody to wait on you and take care of you. He wanted the easy life. That's kind of the way most of us are today. I can only imagine what would happen if we didn't have a little convenience store down the corner or something we could run down to and buy something to eat or drink or to get what we need. If we had to go out and kill our food or to even to kill our own chickens or something like that today. So many people can't do that anymore. So he's saying, see now, there's a little city here that is near enough for me to flee to, and it's a little one. He says, please let me escape there. It's just a little city, and my soul shall live. Lot just doesn't want to go out into the wilderness. And he said to them, see, I have favored you concerning this thing, and that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. So Lot found favor with these angels, and they said they would not destroy this little city. Now they say, hurry and escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. And when I saw that, I thought, wow, there we are, the children of God. God will never destroy a city or places where his own children are. He will not pour his wrath out upon his children. Here he wouldn't even pour this out on Lot. He would not let the angels destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah until Lot and his wife and his children had left and they were in safety. But to give them a command, don't look back. You know, I mean, get out of the plains, get everywhere, go on out and get out and do not look back. Then he said, and after after the angels was there with him, it said the sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained down brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah. You might say this was a nuclear attack similar. I mean, there was fire and brimstone fell from heaven. And this entire city, it says that the Lord rained down brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was from the Lord out of the heavens. In other words, can only imagine what this must have looked like. Here this fire and brimstone is falling from heaven all over these cities and plains and setting it on fire. You talk about meteors or meteorites or whatever you want to call them entering into the atmosphere and the fire burning and coming into this. As I can only imagine as this falls out of heaven, the flames of fire. I can only imagine what the people must have thought as they looked up. I can imagine the screams and everything as they were being punished for their sins. And to think that the fire and brimstone that came from heaven that fell upon them was only the beginning of their pain and suffering. Because obviously all of those people, none of them entered into the rest of God, because none of them was serving God. The only ones that were serving God escaped. And that was Lot and his family, just four people. But look what happened as they were leaving. This shows that it does not pay to be disobedient and to anger the angels. But Lot's wife looked back behind him. In other words, she's hearing and these screams probably and hearing the explosions or whatever as this fire and brimstone is falling on the cities and the plains and destroying them. And they're going up the mountains towards Zoar. And she turns to look back. And the angels had told them, do not look back. It's amazing. When God tells us not to do something, we should listen and obey. Well, Lot and his two daughters didn't disobey, but his wife did disobey. Now, God's no respecter of persons. And it said, and his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. I can only imagine. Here is one second, this is a woman. And the next second, she's a pillar of salt. She's instantly changed into salt. So I think look at what an angel did when she disobeyed. This angel turned her into a pillar of salt. So let me tell you, you want to make sure you do not provoke your angels. You want to be able to confess the word of God and not provoke your angel. Because there's so many stories that we're going to discuss in this series about what happens when you anger your angel. So you don't want to do that. You want to always speak the word of God so your angel will hearken to the word of God and he will work for you. He will work for you if you will speak God's word and you'll be obedient. These angels are sent to protect us as the children of God. Now let's look at another one. This time, this one over in the New Testament. That was in Genesis. This is in Luke chapter 1, verse 11. It says, then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Now, this is inside the temple. And it says, and when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and he fell upon him. Now then, think about this. You're inside of a temple. You're going through the things that they go through inside the temple, and there's nobody in there with you, and there's not supposed to be anybody in there with you. And all of a sudden you look, and there is a man standing there, and you think, wow, where did this guy come from? Well, Zacharias obviously knew this must have been an angel. But he says, and when he fell in fear, absolutely, when Zacharias saw this angel in there, knowing he's not supposed to be there, it says, and fear absolutely fell upon Zechariah. And so, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid. Now, any time that an angel speaks to you, you're a child of God, which Zacharias was. He was an obedient child of God. But still, when he saw this person in there, fear fell upon him. So immediately the angel spoke to him and told him, don't be afraid. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to help you. Well, Zacharias didn't know. Fear fell upon him, but the angel said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. Your prayer, what prayer? And he says, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. Oh, here Zacharias was getting to be an old man. His wife Elizabeth was getting to be an older woman. And they were up into the age where they had never been, they had probably not within the age that they can bear children anymore, as old as they're getting. But they had never had any children, and they wanted children. Now, I will have to say, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have children, especially when you start getting older. It's wonderful to have children and grandchildren, especially if they're serving the Lord, you know, and they're good children. A good children is a blessing to the parents as the parents get old. But as Zacharias had wanted a child, him and his wife Elizabeth obviously had been praying for a child. And this angel came and said, don't be afraid, for your prayer is heard. In other words, God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. So he's telling him that he will have a son and that you will call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. This boy is going to be a special boy. It says, for this boy will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. You know, as I have read this, as I have prayed for people and I saw where God heard their prayer and answered this, then I have since learned who we are as sons and daughters of God and as children of the Most High God. I have realized that today we have such great and awesome privileges as children of the Most High God. How that we can absolutely pray and ask God to do things. And I thought, well, Zacharias, if he prayed under the old law and he was obedient and God heard his prayer and was going to give him and his wife a child, then if we're sons and daughters and God's given us a blank check and told us we can ask for anything, then I have had the privilege to pray for several people in my life that could not have children. Some of them been married 10 years, 15 years, whatever, had never been able to get pregnant, and I have had the privilege to take God's word and to pray the prayer of faith for these people and many times see these people be blessed almost immediately, get pregnant shortly. And God will do the same thing for you if you'll just be obedient to serve Him.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.